Good morning, friends. It's always good to be with you. We continue our series with our whole heart, with our whole soul, with our whole mind, and with all our strength to love God. And we're going to focus today on the theme, our whole mind. And you have a number of readings in that brochure that you were given as you entered the auditorium. And I'm going to read the middle one, the one on the Psalm, Psalm 16. It's going to come up on the screen. And we then are going to focus our hearts and our minds upon it today. So here it comes. The psalmist writes these words, I keep the Lord in my mind always. I keep the Lord in my mind always. And because He is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my spirit rejoices. And my body also rests securely. For you will not abandon me to Sheol. You will not abandon me to the grave. You will not allow your faithful one to see decay. You will reveal the path of life to me. In your presence is abundant joy. And in your right hand are eternal pleasures. And we thank God so much for those words to us today. Must have been about 15 years ago. I was driving a very dear friend and a mentor to the airport, the Oliver Tambo Airport. His name was Dallas Willard. I often have mentioned his name to you. He died last year. Someone whose life and whose writings meant so much to me. And as we turned into the Great North Road and began our journey to the airport, I asked him a question that I've only asked two other people in my life. I said to him, Dallas, if there was one thing you could say to me, one thing, just one thing, what would you say to me? And he was quiet for a while, and then he turned to me and he said to me these words, and I have never, ever forgotten them. He said to me these words, Trevor, always keep the Lord in your mind. Always keep the Lord in your mind. I've never forgotten those words. And all I want to do this morning, very simple, all I want to do this morning is I want to explore with you what it means to keep the Lord always in our minds. If we are going to discover God's purpose for our lives, if we are going to find our unique part in what God is doing in this world, if we want to experience the reality of God in our everyday life, if we want to enter that flourishing life that Christ wants to bring to each one of us, we need to learn how to always keep the Lord in our mind. Look again with me at those words of the psalmist. Look what he says in verses 8, 9, and 10. He starts off in verse 8. And he says, I keep the Lord always in my mind. Now, I want you to notice what happens as a result of that. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. We live in a world that shakes us all the time. We go through experiences and events that turn us upside down. But because I keep the Lord always in mind, I will not be shaken. Therefore, watch how he continues. My heart is glad. Because I keep him in mind, my heart is glad, my spirit rejoices, my body rests securely, and you will not abandon me to the grave. You will not allow your faithful one to see decay. Because I keep you in mind, you will reveal the path of life to me. Because I will keep you in mind, there will be abundant joy. And in your right hand, there will be eternal pleasures. The psalmist knew something that we so often forget. What goes on in our minds affects everything. It affects everything. What goes on in our thoughts, our imaginations, our memories, our ideas, it affects everything in our lives. It affects how we feel. It affects our bodies. It affects our relationships with each other. And it affects our walk with God. You know, sometimes people say to me, Trevor, I just want to be open to everything in my mind. And all I want to say to you, then you need to take the consequences. What goes on in our mind affects everything. I think that's the main reason I stay away from pornography. I'm too scared. I don't want to go onto internet sites where there's pornography. And I don't want to go there because I know there are going to be consequences in my feelings, in my body, in my relationships, and in my walk with God. You know, I've never met anyone who comes to me and says, Trevor, you know, I spend an hour a day watching pornography and I'm just so happy. My life is full. Life is great. I have never heard anyone say that to anyone. What goes on in our minds affects everything. Everything. So how do we keep the Lord in our mind? How do we live each day with the deep consciousness of the living God in our minds? That's what I've been learning to do over these last 20 odd years. Still don't get it right. But I want to share some things that I find very, very helpful. I think the journey begins. This is where the journey begins. Don't miss the beginning. The journey begins when we open our minds to the message of Jesus Christ. Today is World Teachers Day. Can I invite you today to accept Jesus Christ as your teacher? As your teacher. Enroll today in Jesus' master class on life. He wants to show us how to live. You know, as we grow up, as we go through school, university, as we read newspapers, books, as we study for our professions, we pick up a lot of ideas, a lot of thoughts, a lot of images. And so often those thoughts and images and ideas are so destructive. So destructive. And so when I open my mind to Jesus, He brings into my mind new ideas, new images, new thoughts. And those ideas and images and thoughts begin to change my life for the better. For the better. When I open my mind to Jesus, He helps me to think differently about God. I discover that God is my Father, that God loves me, that God likes me, that God is good. When I open my mind to Jesus Christ, He helps me to understand that I'm more than my body and my brain. He helps me to understand that I'm a spiritual being and I've got an eternal destiny in God's universe. When I open my mind to Jesus Christ, He helps me to see you differently. He helps me to see every one of you as infinitely precious and valuable to God. When I open my mind to Jesus Christ, He helps me to understand what success is and how different success is in the kingdom as opposed to the world. When I open my mind to Jesus, He helps me to see death differently. When I open my mind to Jesus Christ, He changes everything. And that's where the journey begins. It's to take on the mind of Christ. And that is a gradual thing, and it happens slowly. But as our minds are transformed by Jesus Christ, our lives are transformed, because what goes on in our mind affects our lives. Affects our lives. Can I ask you today to become a student of Jesus Christ? Can I ask you today to enroll in Jesus' master class on life? Can I ask you to do that? That's where the journey begins. But then, every day, as I journey towards life, and this is the second thing I want to say, I keep the Lord always in mind as I turn my mind to Him regularly through every day. Have you noticed God never gate crashes our minds and our lives? He never gate crashes. Never. God is not pushy. If we want to live our lives without Him, we can. We can. He doesn't jump down our throats. But if I turn my mind towards Him regularly during the day, His grace and His power begins to flow into my life, and my day is different. Can I give you three tips when it's good to turn your mind towards God? Do it as soon as you wake up. As soon as you wake up. I don't know about you, but I don't wake up well. I wake up and there's a lot of heaviness in my heart and in my mind. And I've sometimes just got to pull the sheets over me. And I've got to focus for a few moments. Debbie's lying next to me. She's my wife. Debbie's lying next to me. She doesn't know what's going on, but what I'm doing is I'm orientating myself to another reality. I might go through the Lord's Prayer quietly. I may just say, Father, 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 Jesus, have mercy on me. I just orientate myself towards God. So that when I get out of bed, I know that God is real. The other moment, when I go to sleep at night, a very important moment, just to play back the day and then to see where God has been in the day and where God has blessed me in the day and where God has helped me in the day. And sometimes maybe He helped me through a friend or through a job going well. He helped me to do something that I was very scared of. But I count my blessings when I go to sleep. Lord, how have You blessed me today? And I do it quietly. And I keep the Lord in mind. And then between waking up and between going to sleep, every time I change an activity during the day, I turn my mind to God and I ask God to be with me. When I start a new interview, when I start a new document, when I go and do a visit in a hospital, when I begin a counseling appointment, I'll turn my mind to the Lord quickly. Lord, will You be in this? I need Your help. I need Your grace. I keep Him in mind. In mind. And as I do that, I experience His grace and His help. I still do the same things every day, but I know His grace and His help. Does that make sense? Simple illustration. I used to drive a Datsun, an old, old Datsun, for about 14 years. When I took my children to school, they would ask me to drop them off a block away from school. One day, my Datsun was stolen. I borrowed a car and I went, never forget, I went to go pick up Mark at school. He said, Dad, where's the Datsun? I said, Mark, my heart is broken. It has been stolen. Mark said, yes! The good news is I have a wonderful brother-in-law. He said, Trevor, I'll give you a polo. I'll buy you a polo. The polo had something that my old Datsun didn't have. It had power steering. I've never had power steering in my life before. But now driving was a different experience. Does that make sense? There was another power present. I was still doing the same thing, traveling down the same road, but it was different. When I keep the Lord consciously in mind, when I live with a deep consciousness of God through the day, I still do the same things, the same difficulties, the same tasks, but there is a grace, a power, a presence that is available to me and helps me. Keep the Lord always in mind. But can I say one more thing? One more thing. I keep the Lord always in mind by paying attention to the thoughts that I have through the day. We think all the time, don't we? Our minds are racing. Some of our thoughts come from ourselves. Some of our thoughts, I think, come from the evil one. The mind can be a battlefield. It's the primary place where Satan seeks to ruin our lives. Can I say that again? It is the primary place where Satan seeks to rob us of life by giving to us ideas and thoughts that will spoil our lives. And every day I know I have thoughts that sometimes come from the evil one. And then, now and then, there are those thoughts that come from the Spirit, that lead to life, that lead to peace, that lead to something good. And I've got to pay attention to my mind, the thoughts that I'm having. And I need to learn to respond to those thoughts that lead me to life. That's how I keep God in my mind. And it happens every day, in any moment. Just week before last, I'm down at the municipal office. I need to, because we've moved house, I need to let them know and change a whole lot of details. I'm in the queue for 1.5 hours. I'm having a lot of thoughts that are prompted by the evil one. It's helpful for me to acknowledge them and to let them go. Eventually, I arrive at the room where I've got to be. I get called in. And the lady looks at me and she's not happy to be there and she's not happy to be serving me. She says to me, "Are you deaf?" I said, "I'm sorry." She said, "I called you twice. I want to say I continue to have thoughts prompted by the evil one. But I just let them go. I let them go." She gives me a form to fill in. I get halfway through the form. She says to me, "Can't you read?" I said, "I'm sorry." She says, "It says use a black pen. You are using a blue pen." The intensity of the evil one in me increases. And then I have another thought out of the blue. "Trevor, ask her how she is." So I say to her, "How are you?" She looks at me as if I'm an alien from another planet. She says, "I've got toothache and I shouldn't have come to work today." The evil one gives me another thought to say to her, "I also think you shouldn't have come to work today." But then I get another thought. "Trevor, ask her if you can go buy some grandpa headache tablets. You know those, and just to, that could, I know that helps." And so I say to her, "Would you like me to just go outside and I can maybe buy some grandpa headache tablets that I think will be helpful?" And she says to me, "I'm not allowed to let a client do things for me." I said, "I'm sorry." And then she says these words to me, "I have spoken very badly to you today, and I'm sorry." And somehow, it's an ordinary moment. I've had a whole lot of thoughts, and somehow, trying to follow the thoughts that lead to life and not to death. I don't know what's going through your mind at the moment. Pay attention to your thoughts. Maybe you have a thought at the moment, "You know, there's another woman who's not my wife who I really like at the office. I need to maybe hang out with her a bit more. Just watch that thought. Watch that. Just watch it. Is it a helpful thought? Maybe you have a thought about someone who's really done you in. And maybe you're beginning to dwell on how you can retaliate and pay back and take revenge. Watch that thought. Just watch it. Where does it come from? Where does it come from? We keep the Lord always in mind by paying attention to how we're thinking. Let me end. Can I bring this together? If we want to discover God's purposes for our lives, if we want to begin to find our part, our unique part in what God is doing in this world, if we want to begin practically to experience the flourishing life that Christ wants to give to us, let us learn always to keep the Lord in our minds. Always. What does that mean? It means allowing Jesus Christ and His message to fill your mind. It means that we begin to take on His mind. It means that each day we just turn our mind to God. It means that we pay attention to how we're thinking. Let's pray together. God, we thank You that You've given us minds. And we thank You that You've also given us a lot of freedom as to what we do with our minds. Lord, will You help us today to learn how to keep You always in mind? Help us to know that that's not going to make us religious. Help us to know, Lord, that when we do that, we live our lives better. We relate more deeply. We do the tasks more effectively. Help us, Lord, to keep You in our minds. Jesus, we want to embrace You today and accept You and receive You, not only as our Savior, not only as our Lord, but we want to receive You as our living teacher. We want to become part of Your classroom, Your master class on life. We want to learn, Jesus, from You, how to live the one life that You have given us. This is our prayer, and this is the deep longing of our hearts, and we offer it to You, God, in the name of Christ, our Lord, our Savior, and our Rabbi. And we say together as God's people, Amen. May the joy of Jesus Christ be with you. God bless. Amen.